At California Psychics, we know some people can't read the career warning signs, like your boss still not knowing your name.
You, Tina, Lisa, Sheila, whatever. Get that report to me by lunch, okay?
It's Carrie, ma'am?
Just get it done, Terry.
So talk to California Psychics and receive the career guidance you need. We only connect you with the very best, so guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com today for limited time offers.
Hey guys, Fly on the Wall is back for another season. That's right, on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Heading out to Jen in Escondido. Hello, Jen.
Hi.
Hey, Jen, would you do me a favor and kick Tammy out of our studio?
Tammy, get out of the studio.
All right, good luck, honey.
Jen, I got 5 pop culture questions for you. You get more right than Tammy, you're going to get $100 from a garage door and gate store, Main Street in Lakeside, for custom gates and garage doors, a garage door and gate store.com. Also want to remind you that all ties are going to go to Tammy, okay?
Okay.
Sydney Sweeney was the center of attention at Jeff Bezos and Lauren Sanchez's wedding, especially the attention of this former Patriots quarterback. Who am I talking about?
Tom Brady?
True or false? According to American folklore, the word club in club sandwich stands for chicken and lettuce under bacon. True or false?
False.
A list of things from the 90s that haven't aged well includes this sitcom that includes the characters Uncle Phil and Aunt Vivian and their son Carlton. What's the show?
Oh, I don't know.
If you're wondering why Jeremy Allen White is constantly seen holding flowers, it's because he loves them in his home and he arranges them with his daughters, and there's a farmer's market near his house. Jeremy is famous for being the star of The Bear, but got his start playing Lip on this Showtime original series.
Shameless.
Vin Diesel says Paul Walker's character Brian O'Connor will appear in the final Fast and Furious movie. Including this last one, how many Fast and Furious movies will there be?
8.
Let's get Tam back in. So Jen, what's on the agenda? What's going on?
Oh, just taking my boys to the fair probably today.
No, you want to do it tomorrow. The fair's closed today.
It is?
Monday and Tuesday it's closed, yes.
Oh, that's hilarious. Well, I took them last week already, and they wanted to go again.
Okay, so. Well, I mean, if they go today, there'll be plenty of parking. They're going to have to wait for a little while. Jen did 2 out of 5.
Time. Okay. Oh,
least
I feel so bad
you
now.
You got a good excuse.
Yeah. Totally.
All right. Sydney Sweeney was the center of attention at Jeff Bezos and Lauren Sanchez's wedding, especially the attention of this former Patriots quarterback. Who am I talking about?
Tom Brady.
Yeah, if you believe sources, quote unquote, they were all over each other at the wedding. Can you blame them? A couple of beautiful people?
Right.
1-1. True or false, according to American folklore, the club in club sandwich stands for chicken and lettuce under bacon.
Sure, why not?
That's true. Isn't it crazy? Never heard that. I just found a random Food Network fact over the weekend. I said, write that down for the college.
I figured it was like because it was first made in like a country club.
That's why I said American folklore, because other claims say it was called the clubhouse sandwich made in our clubhouse. Yeah. Anyway, Jen went with false, so it's 2-1 Tam. A list of things from the 90s that haven't aged well for some reason includes this sitcom that includes the characters Uncle Phil, Aunt Vivian, and their son Carlton. What's the show?
Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Yeah. If I would have given you, you know, Will Smith, that would have been an easy giveaway.
I should have known that for sure, because I used to watch that show.
It's now 3-1 Tammy. If you're wondering why Jeremy Allen White is constantly holding flowers, it's because he loves them in his home. He arranges them with his daughters, and there's a farmer's market near his home.
Nice.
Jeremy's famous for being the star of The Bear, but got his start playing Lip on this Showtime original series.
It's a one-word title. My daughter watched it all the time. Dangerous. What is the name of it? Oh, I can't.
You were close. Shameless.
Shameless.
Jen knew that. 3-2 Tammy. And finally, Vin Diesel says Paul Walker's character, Brian O'Connor, will appear in the final Fast and Furious movie. Including the last one, how many Fast and Furious movies will this make?
Good Lord. 13. I don't know.
Not quite as much, but still a pretty obnoxious 11 Fast and Furious movies. Jen, today Tam beats you by a score of 3-2. You're not going to get any of her money, but we have a great prize for you.
On July 19th, you are going to see George Strait, Chris Stapleton, and Little Big Town at SoFi Stadium.
Oh my gosh, I am so excited.
Oh my God, why wouldn't you be? What a show that's going to be.
I have never seen Chris Stapleton or George Strait.
Well, Jen, listen, have a great day. Appreciate you very much. Happy 4th of July. Enjoy your family. Before we leave, however, I have to have you say this.
Hi, I'm Jen from Escondido, and I flunked out of Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
Hey, what's up, flies? This is David Spade.
Dana Carvey.
Look, I know we never actually left, but I'll just say it. We are back with another season of Fly on the Wall.
Every episode, including ones with guests, will now be on video. Every Thursday, you'll hear us and see us chatting with big-name celebrities.
And every Monday, you're stuck with just me and Dana. We react to news, what's trending, viral clips.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.